Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v terminu Ereš intervjuja, v katerem smo se tokrat pogovarjali s člani zasedbe Grupšov, ki smo jih pred njihovim današnjim koncertom prestregli na poti med Zagrebom in Bledom. Jan Jelinek, Andrew Pekler in Hanno Leichtmann veljajo za ene vidnejših sodobnih nemških elektronsko navdahnjenih glasbenikov, zato je obisk koncerta vsekakor priporočljiv za vse sledilce aktualnih zvočnih vsebin.
Okay, so can you maybe first just introduce yourself that the listeners will recognize you by your voice?
Hello, I'm Hanno Leichtmann. I play the drums and electronics.
Hello, I'm Andrew from Grupšov and I play the guitar and electronics.
And I'm Jan and I'm playing electronics as well. Mm-hmm.
So do you remember the last time you were here? Maybe two, 3 years ago?
Yes.
You made people dance, which is quite maybe not what people expect when you play the way you play. I mean, usually when you go to hear DJs, you expect people to dance, but not the way you do it. You build songs basically from nothing. So when did you decide to do it this way instead of DJing, for example?
I never was DJing, so I don't have the skills for DJing. So I don't know, it was not a decision by purpose. I just was doing it, but yeah, I was not thinking that much about it. So to be honest, I can't say. I can't point it to something. Mm.
So Andrew, you were playing at that time as well.
Yeah.
So did you ever DJ, maybe, or just doing this live sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, I've DJed, but not like a DJ. I just play.
So you started as a live performer,
I started
with the guitar and the electronics, or?
Yeah, I started typical kind of teenager with the guitar, kind of rock music, socialization. Yeah.
I see. And you, Hanno, you play in bands or solo stuff? I know you have, as Forrest Jackson, released a solo album that was also drums, percussion and electronics.
Yeah, so I you perform some solo stuff and also in bands, like different styles. Mm-hmm.
So maybe one question for Jan. I see your music sort of going from house or house with jazz influences, then to sort of improvisation album you did with Triosk, or electroacoustic maybe. Then you went on to krautrock, sort of. I mean, at least influences can be heard. So, do you see this progression in this way, or how do you see your music develop?
There's a kind of. I can't see a red line as well in this, but I have a wide range. I listen to a wide-ranged field of music, so for me, I don't want to. I always feel a bit bored after listening to music to a specific genre for certain years. So I'm switching. I'm switching my interests, and then I go. Maybe it's. I. A lot of people, I guess, think that this is not a very good attitude, but. It was always, as far as I remember, I always was listening to music in that way, so...
Mm-hmm. So all these developments in your music come through music you listen to?
Yes, I would say so.
What music do you listen to nowadays, maybe?
To a very wide range field of music. I can't say too much. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest, I haven't listened to the land during the last...
Just hear some exciting band, maybe a question for all three. Lately.
Group show, of course.
A partisan group show.
Yeah.
I think Lucky Dragons, quite good. Mm-hmm. Like a new-ish band. Mm-hmm. That was quite fresh.
Mm-hmm. Did you find them before?
I like the High Places.
So, you said you all three work as solo artists and now working in a group show, in a band. So maybe what are the upsides and downsides of working in a group or in a band as opposed to working solo?
Well, the downside is obvious, so you always have to compromise. Or it's a group decision, you have a strong opinion about something, but...
Do you have to take lots of compromises?
Or? Ah, it's okay. If it, mm-hmm. if it were too much, then...
You agree music then, fairly often.
I think it's okay now with struggle. Like, it could be full 2 years, like, to find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, we don't think about it or we don't discuss it anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're just recording. We are recording everything, mm-hmm. and
I think it's like an unwritten rule that we just don't talk about it. We just do it.
Mm-hmm. So you started playing after your album Kosmische Pitch. Mm-hmm. Did you play before?
No.
Not again. So. You started playing the songs from the album, or you started improvising from the beginning?
Both. Yeah. We reproduced some of the songs from Kosmische Pitch, and fairly soon, or almost immediately, started making new material.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you know, you probably improvise a lot when you play live, or is it more structured?
No, so
it's improvisation.
Yeah.
So what is it that you look in improvisation? Is there something in particular?
I'm not able to reproduce something, so for me I don't have another chance then to play without a repertoire or something.
Because the last time, I mean, you incorporate lots of recognizable elements from your songs in your sets. Do you do this in group show as well, or?
What do you mean with recognizable?
Well, recognizable phrases, or you know.
No, we don't. We don't. We. I mean, we have maybe three tracks, which are, or songs, which are.
It's more like a motif.
Yeah.
That we can fall back on. Mm-hmm. That we would we say decide to play at one moment, but and that maybe makes up about, I don't know, 10 or 15% of a performance,
mm-hmm.
just to have a little bit of a safety thing where if nobody can think of something brilliant in one mm-hmm. moment, we can fall back on something.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest is improvised.
Mm-hmm. So maybe what is your understanding of experimenting with music? Do you have a fixed idea of what you want to do with your music, or does it just happen? Or
I don't know how to answer these kinds of questions. All I can say is, with this, it's the most. I guess if there's an important thing, it's kind of just listening what the others are doing,
mm-hmm. and replying.
Or adding, or mm-hmm. or destroying it, mm-hmm. or reacting to it somehow.
Mm-hmm. So maybe how would you describe music of group show?
Two.
Can it be put in some genre, or?
Mm.
Yeah, it's improvised, but it doesn't sound like improvised music. It's like when pieces take a lot of time, like
it's
live,
like
sometimes a piece can be like 20 minutes.
It's like it's a spontaneous group composition, if that sounds pretentious enough.
Yeah, it's always this loop.
Yeah.
Based. Yeah, and they don't sound of loops.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's not like.
No, and also there's this strong element for this big love to small technical gadgets.
Yeah.
Which connects us as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can recognize it in sound.
Mm-hmm. Nerdiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe where would you say the influences come from for the group show? Is it from the krautrock bands or?
Machines. Pedals.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this relation to krautrock? I mean.
It's always a bit obvious to work with this. I don't know. It's
just the form of the music, maybe, that makes it.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't. Yeah, I think we don't have such specific ideas like we want to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
This and this crowd rock band,
yeah.
or whatever.
For example, when we record something and we listen to what we've recorded, we never talk about it. that this sounds like this band or this sounds like this band. Yeah. And if we do say that, then it's always negative. Mm-hmm. That means it sounds too much like something
else.
We
need to try something.
And when we like something, then we always describe it in like terms of it sounds like this kind of animal in this kind of forest or something.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it's true.
Yeah. You're not the only one. I think Animal Collective say similar things about their music, how they visualize their music. Yeah. Not thinking in terms of sound, but visuals.
Yeah. But it's not something we make ourselves do. It just happens. I mean, if we've done something we like, then it's always kind of funny, and it always these associations they come from the music. It's not like we can't reproduce it. We can't do it from the beginning. We can't say okay, we need a squirrel and in a swamp on a Tuesday.
But the swamp is a very strong reference. Maybe we should say if you would open a new genre, it's swamp.
Swamp rock.
Yeah, kind of
swamp like rock.
Or swamp electronic.
Or swamp-tronica.
Poslušajmo skladbo Physical Therapist z njihovega svežega albuma The Materdom of Group Show ter zatem še drugi del intervjuja.
Presence of crowd rock in contemporary music. So, what in your opinion makes it relevant today?
Crowd rock. Mm-hmm. You should ask. I don't know. It's maybe because people are interested in history of music, or they are not really interested in contemporary music.
Mm-hmm. So, what is interesting about your? What do you find interesting in your music? How do you play this music, this sort of music? We don't.
Yeah, as we told it, we don't think about that much. We don't have a plan about the result, or we don't have a specific sound idea. Actually, it's more about this. Aspect
what
of playing
out,
together.
Sometimes it can be like really like sometimes it sounds like industrial or something, yeah.
It's always a surprise. That's the most pleasant thing about it for me. It's always very surprising for me, for I guess for all of us, what happens. Unexpected combinations of things.
So maybe we can say a few words on Marty Drome of Group Show, your album that just came out. I read that it's a compilation of your jams, or the best excerpts. Of these jams,
yeah. The best excerpts in our point of view.
So, you know, was there an idea before you went to studio that you want to make an album out of it, or did you just get together and play and see what happens?
We didn't have to hire a studio room for this because we were playing the whole time. We were recording the whole time during
live shows.
But also during the so-called rehearsals or whatever. So we just had this material.
We just taped everything we did and then cut out some.
So,
but at the same time, we did take care to try to make it to give it an album structure. It's not; these are not like the only things that we like. There are other tracks, but they couldn't. We wanted to make an album that has a certain, you know, flow. So there's other material that we like, but just didn't fit.
So this is material from this time, from Kosmischer Pitch on, I mean, from all years, or is it just the later stuff? How much did music change maybe from when you first started and nowadays?
It changed a lot.
In the beginning it was more rock oriented, of course, because Hanno was playing strictly drums. And Andrew was playing he was focused more on playing guitar. And now we all play electronics.
So did your music change in terms of forum as well? Was it more abstract at the beginning and now more structured?
I would say
the
opposite.
Other way around. So how is your live show different to this album? You just play one long piece, or is it also songs?
No.
Well, we play without pause for some time, but there are I think there are distinct parts and that are kind of they're different intensities. You know, there's parts where we're looking for something, there's parts where we find something and we
stick to it.
We work on it and kind of find the little nuances around that, and then there's it is kind of like pieces one after another, but there's no pause for applause.
We don't play any piece from the record.
So how determined are your roles within the band? You said that now you all three play electronics, so it's probably, is it determined what each of you do? Or?
It's determined by the equipment that each one has. We don't swap equipment. Each one has their own little corner of nerdy stuff.
So maybe one of the last questions. Can each of you tell for the other two guys what they bring in the band? You know, what, for example, if you can tell for Andrew and Hanno what you think they bring in your music?
It's easy. Hanno's still responsible for drums, for rhythmical patterns, and Andrew is also still, in a way, still responsible for melodies, melody elements, harmonical elements.
So can you say for Jan and Hanno? Well, for Hanno, he turned it. So maybe for Jan.
Jan kind of makes the basic structures around which the rest is built. Not always. Sometimes he reacts to what Hanno or I do. But it's somewhere. It's a rhythmic and melodic and harmonic role, but it's not
processing.
So can you tell us something? Plans for the future? Do you plan to continue as a group show doing this band stuff? Yeah.
We have a lot of recordings to still kind of sort through, because we've recorded after the recordings on the album. I think we set a cutoff date at the end of 2007. We see what we have and make an album out of that. But since then we've recorded much more stuff, and it's.
So it may happen that the new album will come soon, or
I think it should.
It's recorded.
But this is actually the worst part of it.
In principle, we need an editor. We need someone who we play and somebody just cuts out the best bits and says this is the song.
Right.
Except we wouldn't let anyone do that.
So you do it all yourself for now.
Yeah, unfortunately. We could hire somebody.
So is it more enjoyable, you know, to just experiment the three of you, or to play live in front of the audience?
It's about the same.
It's the same setup, but to play with audience, it's another input. It's different things happen somehow.
Yeah.
The way we play usually is we try, if possible, not to set up on a stage. We set up in the where the audience is, and so that they can be around us, see what's happening, and they can also. But it gives them, as well as us, the kind of the freedom to decide how much attention they want to give at any one time, and how much. It's not like a stage situation where it has to be a certain intensity the whole time. This kind of setup allows, I think, for more up and down, because we can't give 100% super interesting stuff all of the time.
Right, because I saw some clips that you on YouTube that you sort of did soundtrack for Andy Warhol's Empire. Did you do the 8-hour version or the 60-minute one?
The
8-hour one. So you played in continuation for 8 hours? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like 7.
The projection was a bit faster, so it was 7 hours.
But it felt like eight hours.
So I guess that was lots of improvisation there. I mean, to play for 7 hours.
Six. Yes, sure. I guess also a lot of bad moments as well, or boring moments. So.
Yeah. At some point, it didn't matter anymore. After like 5 hours, I couldn't tell what the bad or the good moments were. Yeah. It was kind of psychedelic in a way, because just playing music for so long, and it was completely dark. Also, it's just the light from the film. But I was surprised that some people stayed the whole time. And we'd accomplished something together with the audience.
Right. So what are your plans for the gig tonight? Do you have any special plans?
We don't make no
special plans. Just get on stage and play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe not even get on stage.
Just play.
Hopefully.
Get off stage.
So will the full moon affect the concert? Because tonight is the full moon.
Okay. I didn't know.
So you
think we should play something special?
No, I don't know. If you have something special in mind.
Some werewolf music.
Perhaps.
I don't have a specific connotation for full moon.
Okay.
Just bad horror films.
Excellent.
Zasedbo Group Show lahko danes okoli polnoči slišite v okviru večernega dogajanja festivala Pomladi na Metelkovi. Še predtem pa seveda vabljeni k ogledu glavnega dogodka na ploščadi Sem, kjer med drugim nastopajo DJ Chiba, Clark in Nose. Intervju je pripravil Goran. Intervju Radija Študent.